This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Great to have you listening today. Advocates of the practice known as ecological restoration say it's not about celebrating the past. Rather, it's geared towards saving ecosystem and habitats for the future. The world's foremost body dedicated to that work, the Society for Ecological Restoration, was formed a quarter century ago in Madison. And so it was appropriate that the World Conference of Ecological Restoration played out in Madison just last week. 1,200 people from around the globe filled Monona Terrace last week for hour upon hour of poster presentations and plenary sessions. While they were there, some attendees dug in to help with a little habitat restoration at the UW Arboretum. That's where WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met up with a group of people who shared their passion and perspective on making an ecological difference.
UW student Tara Davenport is taking the lead on a bit of refurbishing on a small bit of a 60-acre prairie, the world's oldest restored prairie called Curtis, within the Arboretum.
So I'm the, local person here. Okay. We've got South Africa, Colombia, and Florida.
Davenport's specialty and the topic she's funneled her graduate thesis energy into at the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies is
land use legacy effects on fens, which are a type of wetland native to Wisconsin.
But this afternoon, Davenport is teaching the art of big blue stem seed collection.
This grass here, in order for the seed to be used on restoration projects on Arboretum property.
So how do you harvest those?
You take 50% of what's ripe on a given stem and just drag your fingers along, and for what comes out, that's what you take.
And carefully place in a filmy white bag.
But a lot of these aren't quite ready yet because of the recent rains. It's been cooler. You really need some drier, warmer weather. But when it's ripe, it looks kind of more fluffy.
Davenport's Colombian crew member abandoned his seed collection duties. Instead, the lanky biology undergrad has dropped to the ground to photograph an aster.
I'm Ruben Palacio. I study at ICESI University in Cali, Department Valle del Cauca. I'm really passionate about the tropical Andes. I want to work in the restoration and conservation of the Andes because it's the most biodiverse place in the world, and we got several issues there that need to be solved. A lot to be researched. A lot of research that must be carried on to understand what's the Andes have to offer.
Palacio arrived in Madison with a wish list, and a well-thought-out one at that.
Oh, yeah, I have, some objectives to do during the conference. First of all, I'm trying to make my university known and so people can know the research we are doing, the projects we are involved. So also I want maybe to foster some partnerships to start restoring the Andes and talk to people about the opportunities there, and talk to some specific researchers that I think they're doing a great job, and maybe after talking to them, do my graduate studies with them.
Pumza Nuchocho's specialty and career are firmly established. The restoration ecologist traveled from Cape Town, South Africa, and was preparing to speak at the conference.
Yes, I am. I wouldn't travel that far to watch. My superiors wouldn't approve.
Back at home, Nuchocho is part of a team of researchers. She aims to bridge the gap between applying science-based research in the restoration field.
How the information that's generated in research gets implemented on the ground.
So how do you bridge that gap?
By forming partnerships between researchers and the community and the practitioners. Because there's quite a tendency among researchers and academics to criticize practitioners for not using their science, but then we don't know what the practicalities are on the ground. It helps to take some time out and learn more about these people and what their realities are, why they are not using our science. Because it's not a matter of just getting out there and reading our research papers, but there's policy to think of, there's political reasons why they may not be using the science. So that's the kind of thing we're looking at.
A native of Florida, Gwen Eyington's professional path took root in biology and grew into environmental science in the field.
I worked on the Kissimmee River Restoration Project in Florida and also the Everglades.
Eyington has since moved into the world of publishing.
So I love to come to conferences to meet all the different scientists, find out what's going on as far as cutting-edge research and applications for future books. But it's nice to be out here collecting seeds to reconnect with the whole reason why we're here.
Eyington wears yet another hat as an accomplished oil on canvas painter and has received artistic accolades for her Everglades Reflection series. She was asked to help lead a conference panel called
Earth Without Art is Just Eh. That's a topic. Talk about the pure, you know, my perspective as a pure artist and how to bring art into the restoration community and to use it to build advocacy. It's kind of a neat bridge. I'm going to have to, you know, kind of separate the science side of myself and just talk about the art side of myself.
My name is Brenda Baker. I live here in Madison.
She's not on the conference speaker list, nor is she looking for scientists whose lab she might join. Baker is here for artistic reasons.
I'm an artist, and I was invited to do a commission piece for the Society of Ecological Restorations World Conference. And so I have a piece outside of Monona Terrace between the Capitol and Monona Terrace. It's made out of local invasive species. So it's made out of buckthorn and honeysuckle and autumn olive.
Titled Seed Pod, it stands 7.5 feet tall and 10 feet in length.
And it's probably weighs between 800 and 1,000 pounds.
With the help of family and volunteers, Baker harvested the materials and then pieced together an intricate skeleton of carefully cut non-native branches.
Each joint is nailed probably in three places. So I probably went through at least 20,000 nails.
Baker chose the piece's materials, design, and name with equal care.
I wanted to work with invasive species for this conference, partly because I think the work of restoration ecologists is getting rid of invasive species and then planting seeds, you know, getting rid of the bad seeds and planting the good seeds. So for me, the seed pod was a really good metaphor.
UW Professor Evelyn Howell hadn't yet seen Baker's seed pod when we met, but ecological restoration became her passion even before, she says, the term was coined. Howell joined the Landscape Architecture Department in the 1970s.
I was asked to come there because I was getting my PhD in ecology and actually had gotten it. To teach ecology to the landscape architects, because back in the 70s, there was a big movement afoot to try to help landscape architecture become more sophisticated and really do things the right way from the standpoint of both people and the environment. So the department added me as a ecologist and a person in geography who knew more about people and how to work with them on the land. And so we became quite an interdisciplinary department.
Howell has observed interest explode over her nearly four-decade career. Yet with all they've learned, Howell says, much remains to be understood, not simply battling exotic species that compete with the native.
Our challenges are finding enough native species that we can use them in the plantings that we have. We don't understand how all the native plants work and what their mutualistic interactions are. We're finding more and more information about microbes in the soil and how important they are in interacting with the higher plants or the plants in working with the area. Weather patterns are always challenging. So what I teach about restoration is we have to have flexible targets. We have to have the ability to switch if something unexpected happens.
The challenges and unknowns don't diminish Howell's passion for her field, nor for its potential. She was to lead a workshop at the World Conference on teaching restoration.
And what I'm interested in is finding out from the people attending the conference, what do they think are the key themes or talents or skills or information that someone who wants to be in this field needs to be exposed to, needs to understand.
Howell will likely try out some of those ideas back in her own classroom.
I always trouble, how am I going to get this across? How am I going to get people to understand what I'm talking about in a way that will pique each person's passion?
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Benn spoke with attendees at the 2013 World Conference on Ecological Restoration, which took place last week in Madison. A quick break now, and in just a moment, how a service corps working to reduce the dropout rate is also helping teacher morale. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.